Yo, how have you been health-wise? How's your body? Do you feel
look
good?
Look at me, brawler. Do I look ripped?
You look ripped. You look trim. Yeah. How do I look?
You know.
Still a little wide?
When me and Florentine, we're about the same age. When we were growing up, did we have a therapy dog?
No.
I have the kind of, I look like a, like, when I have my shirt on, people are like, oh, you're so jacked or in shape. But when I take my shirt off, I look like I'm going through like estrogen replacement therapy. I look like I'm transitioning into becoming a man from a woman.
But what does the therapy dog do for them?
I guess.
Maybe I shouldn't make fun of it.
I think the breakdown is if you're prone to anxiety or any of those things, that, okay, you can have the dog with you.
Can't you just have a glass of wine?
Exactly. And a Xanax.
I was just on a plane with my son. He's like, why is that guy bringing that big dog on the plane? I go, because he's a pussy.
I've been eating black and white cookies.
Black and white cookies stink.
You don't like them? It's a cookie and a cake, and it's, and you can, you know, if you only like chocolate or vanilla, you can like kind of pick your choice and share.
No, black and white cookies are probably the most overrated thing you could eat. I'm going to even ask Carl during the podcast. It's going to be a great moment during the podcast later.
I swear to God, if Carl says anything bad about black and white cookies, I'll punch him right in his stinky face.
We established that he doesn't have bad breath, that it was a bad day.
I should walk into the restaurant with one of those like Asian SARS masks on for his breath. You think he'll get mad?
And you're wondering why he's not answering your calls.
He blocked him. I can't even get through to him.
Oh, yeah, Martin O'Malley. That was the one I almost came up with. Because I remember him because he... when he talked, he had a little air going through his teeth.
Right.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't love a cream puff? I love cream puffs as well.
These cream puffs are absolutely amazing. They're so good, I try to kiss the owner. So it might get a little weird when we go in there.
Great, dude. I don't care. I'll stop at nothing for cream puffs. When I took off my shirt, my nipples look like cream puffs.
As long as it's like, you know, a girl squeezes your nips, yeah. That stuff doesn't come out like a cream puff.
No, yeah, I know. That would be the worst. I don't think I've ever lactated, but I'm telling you, look at my armpit sweat right now. It goes all the way down. Well, you can't see it because of the shirt, yeah. But it goes all the way down to here and then comes all the way to here. Well, let's go to the fucking doctor, man.
No, you got to wear a short sleeve shirt.
Did you see some of the footage of Trump and Obama?
What are they doing? Talking to the White House?
Making believe they like each other and...
Looking like buddy cops? Looking like another 48 hours?
Yeah, man. Honey's good. And also pollen, which I'm allergic to.
You're allergic to pollen?
Yeah, that's what gets... Huh?
Here, come over here, sir. I don't get... He's allergic to pollen.
No. What can I say?
Oh, no speaky English. No speaky English. No speaky... No speaky English.
Oh, no speaky.
No speaky English.
I thank you for the pollen, sir, but I have to stay away because I haven't had my Claritin.
There were two players in that video. One is now President of the United States of America, and the other just lost his $20 million easiest gig in the world.
Yeah, and now he's trying to make up with his wife, because supposedly his wife didn't talk to him for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, really?
Now he's out hiking with her. You think Billy Bush wants to hike? You know you're in fucking trouble. You either bang your best friend, or you just lost your fucking $20 million a year job if you're out hiking with your wife when they're married for like 15 years.
Oh.
You know? You might hike the first 6 weeks you're dating a chick.
But not 15 years.
Yeah,
in.
She's like, gosh, you might bring a friend in. All right, I'll go for a hike if I'm going to get a threesome. Other than that, no one's fucking hiking.
No one.
No one.
You only hike the first six months.
6 months, maybe. That's it.
Yo, one day, we're by the Beacon Theater right there. One day, you heard it here first, I'm going to sell that motherfucker out. One day I'm going to sell at the Beacon Theater. I'm going to bring the Opster up.
I'm not surprised by that.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to sell it out one day, maybe like 2025. I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to do my set, and I'm going to blow my fucking head off in front of a live audience.
Wow. Can I tape it? Can I have can I have the exclusive on that?
Yeah, man. Only if we can meet again by that garbage can.
My life sucks. I love it.
Yeah.
It sucks so bad. I love it.
You gave up $2 million.
Shut up! I fucked it all up.
Oh, there's the hiking picture.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's looking for a coyote to push somebody into.
I'm a homeless veteran, very hungry, sick. Please, if able, I really need your help. Thank you. God bless you and your family.
All right, here, I'll give you some.
good karma.
Yeah, dude, you gotta give him a buck.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you don't have any money.
No, give him a buck for me too. That's good karma for both of us.
All right,
a buck from you, buck from me.
Yeah, baby.
How about you give him the 10? That's like really good karma.
We like to think we're better than the rest of the world, but in the end, let's be honest, we're not.
Of course not.
We're racist, we're sexist, we're just fucking just as ugly as everybody else. Oh, and that might piss you off to hear, but come on. Who are you fucking kidding? We treat our women just as bad as everyone else in the world, so we just don't cut off their clits.
That's right.
But this could be a problem for real, because I really did try to kiss her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the cream puffs are that good. I got really excited, and I was doing like a, I think it was an Instagram Live at the time, and I decided I needed to kiss her.
All right, fuck it. I'll kiss her then. I'll jump into battle with you. I'll kiss her. We'll both get arrested.
Well, you shouldn't get arrested for kissing the lady because she has the best cream puffs in New York City.
No, the best thing would be if we were with Carl, and then he leaned in and kissed her, and she was horrified by his breath, and then I came in, and I looked like fucking Brad Pitt. I would smell like
Brad Pitt. We stopped with the breath thing. We got over that.
All right, dude.
You're just causing problems.
No, I swear to God, he doesn't have bad breath, but he did that one time. But, I mean, everybody's got bad breath sometimes.
And all the Republicans usually go to Camp David. He ain't going there either.
He's God,
no. Not going to be in the woods with a bunch of ticks.
No, he's
not. I'm going to go to Palm Beach. I got a place on the beach. I ain't going to fucking Camp David.
I'd be cool. Called Beard Papas. Fresh and natural cream puffs.
Holy shit. And I'm going to get an iced coffee.
Oh, yeah. I need some coffee, too.
All right. Come on.
Once again, Joey here with a flashback to the time our day drinking host, obviously clueless about #MeToo, banged on the glass door of a not-open-for-business establishment and proceeded to express his love for their cream puffs by trying to plant a wet one on a female Asian employee on the other side of the glass, scaring the living shit out of her.
These are the best cream puffs you'll ever have in your life. I gotta give them some love. They're not open. Let me try this. Huge fan! Huge fan! I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. I love your puffs. I love your cream puffs. They're the best in the world.
Thank you so much.
Let's kiss. Let's kiss. No kiss? It's through the glass. All right. Thank you. Carry on. No kiss today.
No kissy kissy for you, Opie.
Look, I go with the George Carlin thing. He talks about when you see this type of thing on TV, you know, we all secretly wish for the worst.
Oh yeah, we all want to see what can happen.
Oh, you say that, people are like, how could you say that? I'll do that again. But Carlin nailed that bit late in his life.
But ain't it?
It's like when you see forest fires, you want to see them burning from California all the way to New York. it's in our brains.
Yeah.
Oh, what's
what do you mean you're getting tired? You know how much younger you are than me? Why are you tired?
Because I weigh 240 pounds of pure fucking jiggle tit.
Say it on stage, women hate women.
Oh, yeah.
Women hate women.
Some women that are very close to me said that exact same fucking
women hate
thing.
Women. The right
that in the end, women the right hate
things.
Themselves.
I've been sitting on stage for a year.
Not the
this
individual.
Whole race.
And imagine if Hillary was hot, how much they'd hate her.
Oh, she wouldn't have a chance.
Forget it, right?
No fat ankles? Shit.
She would always.
Bitch, you better get out my husband's face.
And where's the owner today?
It's downstairs.
I owe her an apology. I try to kiss her once.
You want me to
do you? Yes, please.
Yeah. Is she going to remember? I don't know.
When Hillary canceled her fireworks, I was like, all right, man.
So the Javits Center was that was set up like one big party. And then I think Stunt Brain told me yesterday they had a special effect.
Yeah, they were going to have a glass ceiling break so that when she came out and made the announcement, she was going to finally shatter the glass ceiling.
So to your point, you know you spent a lot of time on that special effect.
Right.
You got fireworks that are going to go off in the middle of the Hudson River.
Everyone is there, a million celebrities, everyone is drinking, partying, joking, and then the whole mood changes into a funeral.
How great
How
is that?
How the fuck?
That's amazing.
Do you walk out on that stage and say,
you have
well,
to.
No, I understand you probably have to, but I understand where that, you know, is such a tough spot that maybe you just,
look, Beyonce's crying.
Right?
It's like the Super Bowl when some team upsets the other team, like, you know, there's no way they're going to win. Like the Giants beat the Patriots.
Oh, yes, yes.
17-0, they're going for 18-0.
Yeah.
Belichick and Brady still had to come out afterwards.
Yeah.
They had to throw away those, you know, Super Bowl hats that they had printed up.
They're in Haiti right now.
Yeah. And they had that champagne on ice. All those hats they're ready to put on. But they had to show up at a press conference afterwards, after the game, and go, hey, man, we fucking lost.
If she was a good sport, she would have went out on that stage at 3 in the morning, whenever the hell it was, and let them just pour blood on her head from above.
Give her the carry moment.
Pig's blood.
Oh, there she is. She's nodding. She remembers, I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, she remembers.
There she is.
Oh, wait, you're not the one I tried kissing. I tried to kiss someone here, and I wanted to apologize.
Okay, you can kiss.
I don't want to kiss the guy. No, your cream puffs are so good. I tried to kiss. I thought it was the owner, but you're the owner.
I'm not. This is corporate store, so.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well.
I'm excited to try a cream puff.
With the Me Too movement, I wanted to apologize because I tried to kiss her because the cream puffs were so good.
Yeah, man, you can kiss me if you want.
Yeah. Sorry, not today.
Oh, you got the bad breath? That's all right. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, we got a friend like that.
She's very, you're adorable, but I didn't try kissing you. Somebody else. I'll come back. I'll apologize so proper.
Cream puffs.
So let me get this straight. So I understand what's on the screen. Yes. Eddie Murphy's out and Nick Nolte's taking over?
Yeah.
So Nick Nolte is president now.
No, I'm not kissing the guy. I'm not kissing anyone else at the cream puff store. I kissed the one lady, and I want to apologize because of the Me Too movement.
Oh, wait, I got a Purell.
Yeah, we got a Purell. Is this a tipping situation? Is it?
Yeah, I would. Either that or you're going to go to get investigated by the FBI.
Is this a tipping situation? I mean, you're just handing over cream puffs. He did put a little extra powdered sugar on top.
Thank you. He did.
I'm tipping.
Thank you.
I'm only going to do like 12%, though. But if I apologize to the lady I kissed, then I would have gave a full 20.
You tell me Trump didn't have any chicks get an abortion over the years, please.
During his campaign,
he's got a fucking
abortion.
Punch card. Okay.
It's on call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a free sandwich.
Did you just say he had a punch card?
He's got a punch card.
All right. Yeah. Very good. And the lady, she's like, she has kind of like a cream puffy face. I try to kiss her, and if you... What? What's wrong with that?
That's not good.
That wasn't good? I was trying to explain to the lady.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. We got a whole box of puffs.
You know how hard it is to describe an Asian person to begin with?
I know. It's really hard.
So she's got the... Okay.
Okay. All right. We can throw it out.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, I love your cream puffs, for real, all right?
No, like I take a bath every once in a while.
Okay.
And like Florentine would be like,
You know, if you got a jacuzzi like in your hotel.
No, I don't have a jacuzzi thing, a regular bath.
A little jacuzzi tub. I don't, you know, you go
no,
in
just
there.
Just a regular bath. Regular
like a bath in a bathtub, like in the bathtub, laying down in it?
I'll take a bath every once in a while.
Making your own personal soup?
Egg drop.
Was she annoyed at me when I was trying to explain who I kissed and why?
Yeah, she was annoyed. And the fat guy was looking like he was going to fucking start throwing some haymakers.
Well, because I think it's his mom, because he has that same cream puffy face.
Yeah, when you said looks like a cream puff, I left.
you had it.
Yeah, I had it. I was like, this guy's sick.
I like some fruity beers, and that just drives him nuts. Things like that.
You don't drink an apple beer? You're not down with that kind of shit?
No, and I've seen you do shots of tequila.
Yeah.
Not even chilled. He doesn't even give a shit. See, that's I can't get him on it. Yeah.
What kind of beer do you drink?
I drink a lot, but I drink Heineken probably mostly.
You and that's perfect for quarantine.
See, that's what I drink, Heineken. Yeah,
that's perfect.
It's a man's beer.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell him I drink a grapefruit beer, and he's out of his mind.
That's not even a real thing, right? There's no grapefruit beer. It
I'm
going
to break Sherrod down.
There is.
No, it is
that's
not.
Right, yeah.
You don't even know there's grapefruit beers?
What are you talking about?
The cream, I just spit on the mic. The cream is all over Opie's fucking white hands.
What? What am I going to do? Will you talk so I can eat my cream puff?
we used to do this in a professional manner. Now we're just making it up outside the cream puff store.
Oh my God. So Opie, oh my, you gotta see Opie's hands. It's like he just jerked off an elephant.
So we bring up things that we have done, and then Florentine either gives us like the pass or says, okay, what is fucking wrong with you? And I'm going to break you down. I bet you got one.
I'm sure I did.
I got you. I bet you got one where Florentine would be like, ugh.
Grossed out by it.
I'm trying to think what it would be.
I reuse condoms.
I can't believe you wear them.
He got me.
Oh, my
look at
God.
This, midlife crisis to the left.
You think?
Bandana in a Volkswagen buggy with the top down blasting Bruce Springsteen. I mean, this guy's losing his fucking mind.
What? Oh, crying because
they got
Trump
a lot
won?
Of celebrities. They said they were going to move. You know, they
beat it.
They were going to leave the country, and now no, they're all like,
they didn't say they was going to leave the country. Ope. They said we're going to go to Canada, which is just as racist as they say Trump is. So it's like, why not go London. To Mexico? It's just as close,
right?
But you don't like Mexicans like Trump don't like them.
But now they're
white people got a weird way to hide their racism. I'm moving to Canada where it's white.
Yeah, completely white.
But it's just as close right here. You go to
wait, wait, what happened?
He's asking for help to buy food.
Oh, I got a cream puff.
So give it to him.
You see the other
thank
guy.
You. All right, thank you, Nosy Nancy. All right.
Cream puff, sir?
Sir, you want a cream puff? You were asking for food.
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
No, oh. No cream puffs? She said you were asking where to get food, though. We got food.
I'm diabetic.
Oh.
Makes sense.
All right, don't get mad at us. Jesus.
Makes sense.
You didn't hear that, but he angrily said he's a diabetic. Christ.
What, he's trying to be nice.
What, was it the right food? Who, yeah, does, who says no to a cream
like,
puff?
It's like, when's the last time you fucking ate, dude? You know, if you're a diabetic and your blood sugar goes down too much, you may need a cream puff in a crisis. Man, some people. We're trying to do the right thing out here. We're giving homeless people money. We're giving them cream puffs. But sometimes they're diabetic.
The Opie Radio podcast this week is Jerry Cooney versus Kevin Brennan.
Oh, nice. All right. I like that.
Two meatheads.
I'm from Greece. Mm-hmm. I came here when I was young boy, 16. I went back to Greece.
Yeah.
I came here in 1969. I went back in 1990, and I come back 2 months ago. I was gone for all 27 years.
You've been in Greece?
In Greece. I never speak English. So I comes back now. I'm only here not even 2 months.
Wow.
Brother, in Greece. What's in Greece?
Yeah. You know who'd like to know about that is a little man by the name of Donald Trump. You'll see ICE in about 10 minutes.
See what?
Oh, now it's not so funny anymore. Oh, I'm kidding. We know everything about you.
How a number of college campuses are offering therapy dogs, hot cocoa, just so that the Snowflake students are... Oh,
you gotta love
that
him for that.
Yeah. But he didn't say it. That was a newscaster.
Look, but I will say it for the young people listening. We don't understand that, where we come from, where you have a therapy dog. Yo, you weren't in here for that.
What? The therapy dog?
When yeah. we were growing up...
Oh, yeah,
were,
we didn't have it.
There were dogs just for blind people, more right. or less. That yeah. was it. And now I can't even keep track of... everything a dog could do for a human
if
being.
If one of your friends, say, in college came in, all of a sudden he goes, this is my therapy dog. I have anxiety. He has to be with me. What would you say?
I would kick the dog, but here's the thing.
So, yeah, what was your job in Greece?
No, I had a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You, I love Greek food.
And so much. They put so much stacks. So much stacks.
So much sex.
Sex.
He's got a restaurant that you could have so much sex.
With young boys.
What would you have done if back in the day if one of your friends showed up with a therapy dog?
Well, it would have to be a blind friend, like a friend who can't hear well.
No, just one of your friends that says, I have anxiety, so I have a therapy dog. I have to
like we tease the friend. You know what we would do to that friend. We'll take that dog and be like this. I'm going to walk your dog for you. I'll be right back. The dog will be on the fucking six train.
So you give us a good angle, actually. So you're happy to be in America because it's way better in America than back in Greece.
Of course. And anyway, I'm an American citizen since 1974.
Yeah, but do they have gender-neutral bathrooms in Greece?
Gender, what was it?
Gender-neutral bathrooms. Do they assume gender in Greece?
No. No.
No, it's a big thing here.
It's a big thing here.
My son, like, with the bottled water, like, you know, everywhere he's go, he's not that thirsty, so I never even, sometimes for meals, I don't even get him water. I'm like, you're not thirsty. You'll be fine. The other day, I was like, he wanted water. I'm like, all right, let's go. We went in the bathroom. I cut my hand at the sink, and he drank from it like a little fucking dog. He took like 4 sips. He goes, I'm good, Dad. I'm like, there you go. Just save $4 on a bottle of water. It's beautiful.
I sound like that lawyer now. That guy was yelling. Remember that guy? What an asshole that guy was.
Which lawyer?
The racist lawyer.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Country.
What a dick. See, on the old show, if you saw the old show, you would have gotten him on the show. But now it's like, what are you going to do? Tell him, meet me by the garbage can on 70th?
You really know how to rub it in.
It's all right. White kids, by the way.
The black kids aren't doing the therapy dogs?
Well, they might say it as an older person might have it, like a grown black person. But a young black person with a therapy dog, good luck with that.
That wouldn't fly.
Good luck with it.
That wouldn't fly.
You're going to take that to hip-hop high school and have people understand? Good luck.
I'm so happy to be here, man.
That's why I love Chris.
Bro, I'm drinking way too much coffee, though. I feel like I'm going to have a stroke.
When you're in a cab, right?
This lady's tits.
Ugh.
Too fat?
That was a little rough.
I liked him. I like a sweaty boob.
Yeah, but they weren't even in the shape of a boob. How about, I just want them to look like a boob.
Yeah, man, they look like my dad's tits.
I turned you that quickly?
Yeah.
See, I had a Yorkie for 15 years, and I never felt emasculated. Maybe once when I fell in front of a van holding him.
I wasted.
All right, I'm out.
I wasted. Were you twisted or what?
I wasn't twisted, but I definitely was drinking the night before.
Okay.
But I tripped and the van had to go, and I'm on the ground with a van. And this is like 76th Street. Some of them were all white people.
Yeah. There's Carl.
Oh.
There's Carl.
There's Carl, everybody.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? What is this for me?
Yeah, got you cream puffs, man.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, you're late, bro.
We just did. We just podcasted.
He was speaking politics to the fucking honeycomb guy on Broadway. No. Greek politics.
We ran into a honeycomb guy. We also
a honeycomb guy.
He sells honey on the street a couple blocks over, and he's from Greece. He had a great restaurant in Greece.
Everyone had a great restaurant in Greece. Greece is a shithole.
But he said the country, the politicians or whatever, how does that work? They take 80% and leave the restaurant owner with 20.
Greece has an island where everyone figured out on this one island, and they all told the government they were blind so they could get government money. The whole island is blind, but no one's really blind. That's Greece. Look it up.
The podcast sound.
He had a colonoscopy.
I don't like it.
What, flying?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, you feel like you're going to...
What do you think's going to happen?
It just doesn't make sense.
But it gets you there. It gets you to California in less than 6 hours.
Oh, that part of it, in the words of Florentine, it's beautiful.
She's like a wasp. That girl.
What you want, man?
That's a wasp. I guarantee you she has no scent, no fumes in her vagina at all. But I also guarantee, like, the way I sound, like that Brooklyn thing, it makes her nauseous. This accent makes that girl nauseous. She would look at me and be like, ugh, I look like
that.
I sound like
you.
The help.
I'll get her before
100%
you.
You'll get her.
Because she'll think, like, I'm a minority. Let me help them.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, she'll be like, I always had a fantasy to fuck a gnome.
What's what? I'm going home.
Flying just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but I know Sunday morning, me and my son got on a flight at 6:30 a.m. to Miami, and I was at the Dolphin Stadium by 9:15 drinking beers.
Wow. Makes sense. That makes sense.
It makes sense. Guy handed me a Heineken right when I fucking walked in. $10. It was fucking beautiful. Man, I took an Uber. I was there at 9:15 drinking. It made a lot of sense. I wasn't thinking about mountains. I'm just covered over.
But what's wrong with some fumes in the vagina?
No, nothing. You know, sometimes some guys like a little kick, but I'm just saying a waspy girl from Connecticut.
You're talking about it's old hot sauce.
Yeah, like a little kick. But a waspy girl, they just have very clean, that the oils and soaps that are available to them are not available to the general public.
Right.
Oh, no.
And I...
Oh, no.
I want to think about it.
Oh, no.
So, what, I know for a woman, as a woman, it feels so sexist. And I think, I guess the message that I want to, like, spread out to other women is...
Cry.
Is exactly what you're saying, is not to get...
Shut up. They're crying for themselves. They ain't crying for all the women.
We got you.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Opie.
Thanks for having us back.
Welcome back. Good to have you guys.
That's good on the radio. How are you?
Good, man.
You didn't mean it. And now you're like, oh, fuck, I got to come up with a reason why I'm not going to Spain. So I assume I only heard about this clip. I assume she's now going to give us the reason why she has to stay.
And by the way, one of the most elitist things you can say, I'll just move to another country. It's so elitist. Like a fucking, like, poor people can just get up and leave.
Yeah, I can't
Middle class people.
Yeah, right. I can't even afford to move to North Jersey. That's why I'm in Central. Central Jersey. Exactly. Let alone another fucking country.
Thank you.
You can't even afford to move over the train tracks.
What a rich person thing to say. I'll just leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
I was just trying to apologize because there's a whole Me Too movement going on. And then I was trying to explain what the Asian woman looked like. So I described their face in a way that wasn't too flattering.
Yeah, he said that her face looked like a cream puff.
You're an asshole. No wonder things didn't go well.
Spain. I really, really want to move to Spain right now. And everyone in my office is like, you have a responsibility. You have a voice, and you need to use it, and you have to do
it.
Oh, because we need you too much? That's why you're staying?
Because
we need you too much.
Our staff said it.
They had
to coddle her. She's the one that's a multimillionaire, and then people she's probably paying nothing have to now comfort her.
Please. I have a feeling they could work it out where they could do the show from Spain.
It's Netflix.
Yeah.
It's Netflix. You could see find it.
There's a
easily.
Studio in Spain.
Yes, many of them.
Yeah, all they need is a backdrop. They could do it from Spain.
Yeah, like Spain is so great. This is the same place where they throw fucking bananas on the field when black players run by. Yeah, go to your fucking new heaven, Spain.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? We need you here, Chelsea.
Exactly.
I don't know, guys. I just don't know. No, I'm serious.
Did she think about?
We all know that person.
And did she think about her staff when she thought about that? I'm going to move to Spain. So then, what's going to happen to her staff?
Of course not.
You know what it all is? You remember the James Brown performing, and after all his performances, he go on the ground, act like he can't do no more. They put a cape on him, he walk off, and then he break out and come back on. The crowd needs me. Well rehearsed nonsense.
I'm back.
I had a black fetish when I lived in Buffalo. I went to a few black clubs.
Black with the puck of the ass.
I had one.
Just one? Wow.
I caught one.
Oh, wow. I had my sweater on right
and
now.
I can't say what the end is.
Oh, tell me.
You just say N-word?
It was
no, the end.
You know, you can't say that.
It was a little rough at low tide. I mean rough.
Oh, shit.
I mean rough. Didn't help the stereotype, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding, Robin. Hoo-hoo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
We got Robin.
Sorry, I'm prettier than Robin. Sorry.
Oh, my God. It's not even close. Robin looks like a
Robin,
foot.
Robin, you're out. We got our Robin.